Okay, today is Daf Tezvav. We are on Tezvav. We're not exactly sure where, but yeah, we got to move. Sorry, not Tezvav. Today is Daf Tezayin. I apologize. Today is Daf Tezayin, not Tezvav. We did Tezvav yesterday. We're on Tezayin Amud Aleph on the top. So we were talking about Rav Yossi learning about Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Right, so what we say by Yosef Michtei, we're going to do this pretty quickly because then we have to move. Rav Yosef Michtei Savar Mixas Hayom Kikulo. If Rav Yossi holds the concept of Mixas Hayom Kikulo, that part of the day counts as halachically, it counts as the whole day in certain situations. So Zava Gemura, case of a Zav Gemura. Zava Gemura is someone who has three Re'ios in a row, three days in a row. The Maisa Karban, who has to bring a Karban, what they have to go through with the Hara process and bring a Karban, Heichem Mishkachaslev. You hold a Mixas Hayom Kikulo, how are you ever going to have a Zav Gedola? Why? Kaven the Chazi of the Palgayoma, because if you see blood, let's say she sees blood in the middle of the day, let's say it's on Sunday, so she sees blood on the day one, so she has to wait tomorrow, you know, Shomeres Yom Kenegid Yom. If she sees blood the next day, and then the next day, then she's a Zav Gedola, but right now she's a Zav Katana. So she sees blood on day one, so she needs tomorrow to wait Bitahara, and then she sees blood on day two, right? Idach palge di yoma salik le shimur. Well, what happens is she saw blood, let's say, at 12 p.m. on Sunday, and then she saw blood again at 12 p.m. on Monday. Well, she from sunrise to 12 p.m., she didn't see blood. We'll say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. She didn't see blood that day. And now she sees blood again, she's starting a new count. But you'll never have this retzifus, this consecutiveness that's necessary for a Zav Gedola, because you always have part of the day, you always have part of the day knocking out the count. So he says, idach palda dioma salik lalushimor. That knocks out the watching, because you already watched clean. Mixes Yom Kikulo. So Gemara says, two answers, ibas ema the kashapat plus yom dehani adah. Okay, fine. So blood was flowing for 3 days in a row. The constant flow. That's easy. So there was no break. The ibas ema, the chazia tlasa yome samach lishkia sachama, the lo havi shahus the salik le minyana. She saw 3 days in a row at the exact time, meaning right next to Shkia, right at the end of Shkia. Look at the Mefarish. She saw blood 3 days at the same time, being Ben Hashmashos. Yechirasa b'Shabbos achar Shkias Hachama have a Tmeya kol yom rishon. So I think Shabbos here means the day. I don't know what Shabbos here is. If she sees, she sees Shkias Hachama. If she sees after Shkia Sachama, how does it work again? So she started to see the blood before Shkia Sachama, and she sees the blood through. So from before Shkia to right after Shkia. Right? So, and the same thing on day two. So there you have 3 days in a row, because on Yom Rishon, when she saw the blood before Shkia Sachama, that's the first day. And then when it goes into the night, so it goes into the night, then the next day it has been seen. She wasn't clean a day yet, because that goes into the next day. And the next day, at day two, when she sees it again before Shkia Sachama, and it continues into day, over the threshold of the night, so there was no time period where she didn't see. It's the same thing as with Sufim, just trying to make a lesser flow. She sees before Shkia Sachama, so she says, that's day one. Then she continues till after Shkia Sachama, that's day two. The next day she sees before Shkia Sachama, that's continuation of day two, because so there was no time on day two where she didn't see. Then it continues after Shkia Sachama, that's day three. So that's how it continues.
What is it saying? It's at least, everything has to be 24
hours. Very so the first answer is that it's complete 24 hours constant flow. The second answer is trying to break the day in that you never get satisfied mixing Yom Kikulo, and every part of the day. Basically saying,
one way, you gotta work the other way.
Right, basically saying the question is good. Mixas Yom Kikulo would break up the whole idea of the count of Zav Gedola. Okay, next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to be familiar to us because we discussed this Mishnah on Daf Hei and Daf Vav with the Machlokes between Bar Pada and Rav Masna. This was the Mishnah that we brought down. Remember, on Daf Hei and Daf Hei and Al through Bava Medbeis, we had there, we mentioned that Stam Nezirus is Shloshim Yom. And there was a machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada, what that really meant. According to Rav Masna, the halacha motion we see now is that the Ikar Neder is 30 days. The Stam Nezirus is 30 days, right? And what's the simon? Because it says, Kadosh Yeh Gadol Peras Arosho, Yihiyah, we said Gematria was 30. So a Stam Nezirus is 30 days. Bar Pada argues, says a Stam Nezirus is 29 days, because he had a count of the Lashonos and the Zeros, somehow it added up to 29 days. Now, both Ben Rav Masna, Ben the Bar Pada, Mi De Oraisa, you can shave and bring your karbanos on day 30. Why? Because according to Bar Pada, the Nazirus is over on day 29, so you bring your karbanos on day 30. According to Rav Masna, he held the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So on day 30, they're part of the day, and then you continue, you'll be able to bring your karbanos. Lichatchila, both of them hold that you should wait till day 31. According to, even if you hold Mitzvah Yom Kippur, really lichatchila, you should wait the entire day and bring it on day 31. According to Bar Pada, you're supposed to bring it on day 31 because it's a gezerah. The gezerah is because if you stay in the zero shloshim, you don't take it as stam. You say the actual shloshim, you mafarish the actual 30 days, then you have to do 30 complete days, and you have to do it, bring everything on day 31, so there'd be confusion between stam and shloshim, so you say everybody wait till day 31. But if you have a stam and the zeros, and you brought it on day 30, according to everybody, midoraisa, that would work. That would be fine. Okay. So this whole Mishnah basically was explained on Dav Hey and Dav Vav, being the Bar Pada. So we'll try to go through as best we can to try to explain both. So Misha Amar, guy says, Hareini Nazir. Stam, a Nazir Stam. He doesn't explain, he doesn't mefarish the days of Naziros. So it's 30 days. We say, Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He should bring his korbanos and do the hair cutting on day 31. Why? Like we said, because that's lechatchila, goes both to Bar Masna and Bar Pada. Even if you're mixing Yom Kippulo, you want to wait the whole 30 days to begin with. And if, according to the other mandamar, you go to day 31 because that's lechatchila after the Takanas Rabbanan, so you don't get confused when you say Shloshim. The im gilach yom shloshim, but if you did the giluach and brought the karbanos on day 30, you're yotze b'di'evit, you're yotze, either because of mitzvah yom kippur, or because that's the real din, the oraisa, according to Bar Pada, that's where you're supposed to bring the karbanos, because the nazirus ended on day 29. And he says you can't bring it on day 29, because that mandamar does not hold of mitzvah yom kippur, so you have to have the whole day. Next. Ha'omer, someone says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's Mefarish 30 days. Whether he says Shleimim, according to one man Dhammar and Rishonim, he has to say Shleimim. According to others, it says if he says Shleimim. Because why is he saying 30 days? If you just say Stam, it's the same 30 days. By saying 30 days, it's as if you say 30 full days. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, V'im Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatzot. Here, if you did Giluach on day 30, you are in Yotze. Why? We don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur here, because he said explicitly, I'm not going to be Somech on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, because I want Shleimim, I want complete days. And according to Bar Pada, only time you say that day 30 works is if you have Stam Zeros, because it's over after day 29. Here you said Shloshim Yom, so there's an extra day. He doesn't hold the Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so he's got to wait till day 31. Misha Nazar Shtei Naziros. So now you have somebody who takes two Naziros. He's like, he says, Harei Elai Shtei Naziros. So it's consecutive Naziros. He has to finish one, do Giluach, bring the Karbanos, and then start the next one, and then finish. So, what does he have to do? Migaleach Es HaRishona Yom Shloshim Echad. The first one finishes. He should do this first one on day 31. Like we always said, day 31, Lichatchila, according to Rav Masna, because we don't want to be so much Hamishna Pekulo, so Lichatchila should go to day 31, according to Bar Pada, because of the Gezerah. Even though it's a Stam, the Gezerah says go to day 31. However, that's Hashnia, Yom Shishim Echad. But everyone agrees that the second one would be on day 61, because that day 31 will count as both. Even Bar Pada will agree that you can say Mitzvah Yom Kippur when you start on the Zeros. That's the chiddush that we mentioned over there. So you shave on day 31. Day 31 is day 31 for the first Naziros, and it's day 1 for the second Naziros. So therefore, the 30 days after that is day 61, not 62. You're not waiting 31 and 31. You're waiting 31, then another 30. So that's day 61, and that's how you can do it. The chiddush being that we say Mitzvah Yom Kippur even to start on the Naziros, which makes sense. Because if I say, someone says, Hareini Nazir, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's day 1. Mitzvah Yom Kippur starts, you hold Mitzvah Yom Kippur, the machlokas of whether or not you hold Mitzvah Yom Kippur between my brother and Rav Masna is at the end. Is that when you're finishing up the Naziris.
Why
are
you doing
this
thing
with
Daf
Hey? Why are you waiting until now? If you look at Daf Hey,
but if you look back at...
What do you mean? The Gemara's? Because it's a different system. They brought down the Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom on Daf Hey. They brought down the Mishnah there said Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. And then we had the machlokas Bar Pada. I'm answering your question. Then we had the machlokas Bar Pada and Rav Masna. And then the Gemara said, he says this, he says that. We're going to ask you from that Mishnah. We started asking kashas on each side in that Mishnah. In order to answer each side, we explained the Mishnah. But the reason why it's brought down there, because that's where the Mishnah mentions, Stam Naziros Shloshim Yom. That's where their machlokas is. and this mission was brought down as a proof one way or another, and each way it got answered. Still the question? No, okay.
The question asked
every single Right, it just happened to have been brought down earlier, but there was a Mishnah, not paid, there was a one-line Mishnah that said, Stanis Yir Shloshim Yom. And then we said, Minahan Mili, and Nasa said, yeah, and then Rav Potter came in with the 29. How can you say 29? Doesn't the Mishnah say 30?
He says, does this Mishnah belong in that way?
I don't think so. I don't think it's necessary, because the reason why the Mishnah, the Gemara brought down the Mishnah there was to bring questions and answers on two shitos. The Gemara does it all the time. The Gemara does it all the time. Brings the questions and answers over there. Okay. Because Mishnah doesn't say Stam Naziris. So we've got to talk about it over there. Next case. Let's say the guy says two Naziris. Again, he has two consecutive Naziris. So im gilaf es harishona yom shloshim. Let's say he shaved. He brought the korbanos on day 30. He was yotzei. That's fine. So he did it on day. He did it on day 30. He was yotzei. Migaleach es hashniya yom shishim. Now he can do giluach on day 60. He can do giluach on day 60. Meaning he goes to day 30, and he does all his giluach there. According to Mishnah Yom Kippur, that's fine. That's day 30, and it's also day 1. So then he goes another 30 days. That's Mixed Yom Kulo. At day 60, that's Mixed Yom Kulo. So you say basically the Chiddush is that Mixed Yom Kulo is both ways. The beginning and at the end, you say Mixed Yom Kulo. The Im Gilach Yom Shishi Chaser Achad Yotza. And even if he does it on day 59, he was also Yotze. Because that's real Mixed Yom Kulo. Why? Because he does Giluach on day 30. That's day 30. Okay, and then and that's also day 1, so right, so that's day 1, and then he goes to 59, because that is the beginning of day 30 of his second count.
It really isn't.
It is.
If he finishes 30.
So day 30. Is also day 1.
Yes, day 1.
Is also day 1.
Now he has to finish 59.
No, it's day 30 more. It's a 30 concept.
But it becomes a Mixes Yom Kippur, day 59 also counts as that Zani's done. Okay. He didn't say Shleim in this case. Right, here the case was Mishnah was Shleim Naziris. It's still that first, that referring back to that case in the Mishnah. If he says Shleim in Hanami, Shleim, everyone agrees you gotta go the full days. Once you say Shleim, there's no Mixes Yom Kippur anymore. It's off the table. Okay. Zo Edus Heid Rav Papias. This was the Edus of Rav Papias. I think it's a Mishnah in Edus on page and Mishnah Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey. That's Rav Papias. He says, how do you pronounce it? Rav Papias, I think. What? Okay. Yeah. Almisha Nazar. Stain the same thing. That's the case. I mean, another stain of zeros. Guy takes two zeros. Shem gilech has a rishon yom shlish lom shloshim. He does the first one on day 30, and therefore his yotzei is zichriu because of mixed yom kekulo. Umigaleach has a shnia the yom shishim, and he does his, and then he can. The chachid is supposed to shave the next one on day 60, but in gilech the yom shishim chaser echad. If he shaves and does the karbanos on day 59, yotza shiyom shlishim shloshim olalo min aminyan. Because day 30 counted both for the end of the first and beginning of the second, and day 59 just mixes the yom kulo. You got your full stam naziros in there. Okay. Now, Misha Amar Hareni Nazir. A guy says Hareni Nazir again. It's stam, so it's not shleimim. It's just 30 days. But without shleimim, you can do mixes hayom kulo. Nitma yom shloshim, and he became tamei on day 30. So Sarah Sakol. That he as everything is uprooted, he's got to count again. Why? So according to right, so what didn't we say concept of Mishnah Yom Kippur? So why if you get Tame on day 30? What if you get right? So that was what Tosas exactly said. That's what Tosas on Daf Hey said, was that the difference is that we said Mishnah Yom Kippur when he starts the process of being taller, when he takes the haircut, starts bringing his korbanos, and that's when Mishnah Yom Kippur. But here, he became tamei beforehand. So it seems from here that the way you view Mishnah Yom Kippur is not that it's automatic. You have to exercise Mishnah Yom Kippur by doing something. It's not that, I waited 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours during the day, my Naziris is over. You have to do something to show that your day is over. You have to exercise that right. by taking the haircut and doing the, and bringing the korbanos, then it counts. But if you sit back and you don't exercise your option to do Mrs. Yom Kippur, and then you became Tameh, that uproots everything. That's pretty much what Tosos.
Around 50, around 40.
So that's a different case. That's a different case. That's so there, what happened over there, most likely is that you wouldn't have to sow a coal, but you have to become taller in order to bring the korbanos. So Misha Amar Rini Nazar Nitma Yom Shloshim Sosar Sakol. Rabbi Lezer Omer Eino Sosar Elo Shiva. Rabbi Lezer says that no, you have to. You do hold a mitzvah Yom Kippur. This is the same thing as your case. You just have to wait the 7 days to become tahor. Why does he hold? Because he holds mitzvah Yom Kippur is automatic. That's I think the lumdus behind it. According to the Chachamim, mitzvah Yom Kippur is a right. You have an option to exercise mitzvah Yom Kippur by doing something. According to Rabbi Lezer, you don't have to exercise any option. The second mitzvah Yom passes, whatever that definition of mitzvah Yom is, the day is over. That day is over. So who cares that you didn't bring your kabanos and you didn't start your giluach? If you became tameh, it didn't matter. You haven't uprooted your naziros, because mitzvah Yom Kippur, your naziros is over. You became tameh, so now you can't bring your concluding kabanos for naziros because you're tameh. So you have to wait 7 days. Hazan day 3, hazan day 7, become tahor, and then you can bring your kabanos to the base of mitzvah. But the 7 day wait is not midin naziros; it's midin tahara. That's actually one way to explain it. But, okay, there's another way to explain it that it actually has to do with the halachot naziros, that you need 7 days for the hair to bend over, and that's what, we'll go with the first way, it's easier. Now, according to Bar Pada, right, if say, Harani Nazir Nitma Yom Shloshim Stoshar Sakol, that is a takana de Rabbana. Because really, day 30, really at day 29 you were done. And they, right, because he says Stam Naziris is 29 days. So why if he became Tameh on day 30, is it Sosar HaSakol? So it must be a Takana de Rabbanan that's going to, Sosar HaSakol, because you're Takana Atzu if you said Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, and then you became Tameh on day 30, that would uproot everything. Remember, because Bar Pada holds that Stam Naziris is 29 days. So he's trying to stop.
Exactly. You don't hold on, that's it.
No. So you have to explain. We're trying to explain the Mishnah according to both. You know, the Gemara left hand up did. They asked the question, and they said that here, it's according to Bar Pada, it's so stressed to call me the Rabbana. Because Midor writes, so he was done on day 29. So why is it so stressed to call? He answered me the Rabbana. Right, exactly. No, there's no Mitzvah. Bar Pada doesn't hold a Mitzvah Sayyom.
Exactly.
Right, we know that. Bar Pada does not hold a Mitzvah Sayyom. Okay, so again, but so now you're pulling out what we hold by, but we're just trying to plug Bar Pada into the Mishnah. He has to fit into the Mishnah. He doesn't have anybody else to hold by. He's got to fit into the Mishnah. Okay, next case. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. The guy says I'm a Nazir for 30 days. So again, Shleimim. That means he has to do 30 full days. So it's Tam Nazir. It's not here according to Bar Pada. It's 30 days. And since he doesn't hold the Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you have to go all 30 days. And according to Rav Masna, who usually holds the Mitzvah Yom Kippur, when you say Shleimim, Mitzvah Yom Kippur is out the window. Because Shloshim Yom, either because he said Shleimim, or why is he saying 30 days? If he wants a 30-day Naziris, he just say Harini Nazir. By explicating 30 days, it's if he said Shleimim. So Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, so Nitna Yom Shloshim, he becomes Tameh on day 30, so Sirasako, that upsets everything according to both. Because he had to wait 30 full days. If he doesn't wait, if he gets Tameh within the 30 days, it uproots the entire Naziris. Next case. Harini Nazir Meyo Yom. I'm a Nazir for 100 days. Okay, so 100 days. So again, so 100 days here, he gives a time period. Do you say Mitzvah Kippur or not? Yeah. Let's see. What?
Well, he's no choice. He's trying to say not 30.
Right, so Harini Nazir Meyo Yom. So he has to bring it on day 101. He has to bring it on day 101. Because that's the halacha, really. Nitma Yom Meya. But if he became Tameh on day 100, meaning he has not yet completed his zeros, so Sosar HaSakol. He's Sosar HaSakol, and therefore he has to count again 100 days. Sosar HaSakol.
But same case as before.
No, here's 100 days. That was 30. So Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, you would have said what? He only have to wait 7 days. Rabbi Lezer here says, no, you have to wait 30 days. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eino Sosar Elo Shloshim. Counts, you have to wait 30 days. Why? He says, really, if, in other words, there's no Mitzvah Yom Kippur here to begin with. Because he said 100 days. So 100 days we're assuming means Shleimim. right? I don't know why, but we're assuming Shleiman.
Beyond 30,
what could be positive another one? So it says if he said, he must have said that he said Shleiman. Yeah. Right, because the Gemara on Daf Vav Mevay says that Rav Masna had a hold. That's the question I asked from Rav Masna. Rav Masna answered is where you said Hari Nazir made a Yom Shleiman. The case is where you said 100 complete dates. That was the way we answered. Right, that was the kasha that the Mishnah, that the kasha the Gemara had on Daf Vav. So you had to answer. That's how they answered. That was as if he said Shleiman. Correct. So he said Shleiman. So therefore, after 100 days, if he gets tummy on day 100, he didn't complete. So he's got to go back to the beginning. He goes back to step one. But even Rabbi Lezer, if it's Shleiman, Rabbi Lezer agrees by Shleiman. So why does he have to go back all 100? If you don't hold on the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kulo, and you get messed up on the last day, you should have to go back to the beginning. Why does Rabbi Lezer here only say, only Soser Elishloshim? So the Gemara answered over there because it's Xeris HaKasim. Right, the pasuk there, pasuk in Bamidbar says, "V'zos Torahs Hanazir biyom milos yemei Nizro." So we made a drasha over there that if you become on yom milos on the day of your completion, and something happens, you get yemei Nizro. The minimum amount is 30. So Xeris HaKasim, that's the maximum extension. Rabbi Lezer has a drasha that the maximum extension can only be 30 days. The maximum extension is a stam nazirus. Right, but I thought we answered over there also that you don't have to say Shleiman here. To go back. There's one answer the Gemara was that he said Shleiman. Because 100, exactly what he said. 130 days, you understand, you don't have to say Shleiman. Right. Okay. Last case in the Mishnah. Nitma Yom Meir Echad. Again, so the guy says Harini Nazir Meir Yom. I'm a Nazir for 100 days, and now he becomes Tameh on day 101, which is after his the completion of the Nazirs. Right, he's after the completion of the Nazirs, but it's before he brought the Karbanos. Nevertheless, the Tana Kama holds Soser Shloshim Yom. You have to recount 30 days because I guess it's a Gzeira Chachamim.
Well, when 120 is already 10 into the Bivastom.
Say again.
You're already 10 into the last 30, so why not 20?
Where 20? I don't understand.
Well, because 30, 60, 90, so that's 10.
No, the guy says, Harini Nazir Meir Yom.
I know, but I'm saying, but you have 10 that apply to...
Where do we break up the Nazirs?
Because if you break up the increments of 30...
It's 100 day Nazirus. Yeah, Harini Nazir Meir Yom. It's a continuation of the Mishnah. It's like Harini Nazir Meir Yom. Right? That's the case. If he was Nitma on day 100, this is the halacha. If he's Nitma on day 101, this is the halacha. But he still said Harini Nazir Meir Yom. But he did say 7 Nazirus. He wants 100 day Nazirus. Stam Nazirus is 30 days. So if he says Harini Nazir Shlosh Nazirus, then he has 30, 30, 30. But if he says Harini Nazir Meir Yom, or Harini Nazir Tishim Yom, that's one unit. That's one block of 100 days. If he says stop. Okay, but if he explicates the amount of days, if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 14,222 days, so he has a Nazir for 14,222 days. You don't break it up into, if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, I want to take upon myself 10 Nazirus, well then he's a Nazir for 30 days 10 times. 30 days, Karva. 30 days, Karva. 30 days, Karva.
I was just thinking, he's already into the fourth cycle. He said, it's one block. You don't break it up.
Good. Right, you've had to put one, it's one block. Sorry? Right, if he dares it, once you declare a specific number, the minimum has to be 30. So if you say 5, it's still 30. But once you declare a certain number over 30, that the unit becomes that number, not 30.
So if the guy says, I want to be in Nazir for 7 days, he's become 30.
Correct.
That's right.
Correct.
And he says, without Shleiman, 100, then what would be left?
So that, I have to go, remember what we said on Daf Hey. Because 100 day without Shleiman, maybe there would be mixed Yom Kippur over there. At least according to Rav Masna, Bar Padim might still hold that you have the Gezeira, which is exactly what's happening over here. So the guy got, he says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days, he finishes 100 days, doesn't bring the Karbanos, and becomes Tami on day 101. So Tana Kama says, Soser Shloshim. He gets, upsroots the 30 days. Why? Because the day that you bring the Karbanos, which is day 101, is similar to day 30 by a Nazir Stam that you would bring the Karbanos. That's the day you bring the Karbanos. And the halakha is over there that the halakha here over here is that you uproot back 30 days so you don't make a mistake by the case of you don't make a mistake by the case of 30 kodim havos of korbanosav. Because by day 30, you say harini nazir shloshim yom.
You're talking
about both. We're comparing day 100 day naziris to a 30 day naziris. It said nitmar yom meyav echad soser shloshim. He met up to 30. Why? He finished his naziris. What does he say? Okay, he finishes Naziris. If he took 180 Naziris, why is he uprooting 30 days? So he says, because you want to make a takana of day 101 up to day 30. Because day 100, if you say that on day 101 you only uproot 7 days, meaning 7 days in order to become bring the korbanos for tahara, if you say that you only have to wait 7 days, you would think that that's the same thing of somebody who gets tummy on day 30. What? Because harini. If you say harini nazir, yeah, I hear you. Okay. No, I don't know why they're confusing. Why are you confusing 101 with 30? No, afterwards. I don't know. He's good. Why are you comparing 101 to 30? You should compare 101 to 31. I don't know. Look at Tosos on Amud Beis. The last short line says Nitma Biyom Chof Alav Soser Shloshim Midrabanan Baalmahu. It's a din derabanan. Ulekach Einu Soser Elo Shloshim. This is why only 30 days. The Hoil Biyom Kuf Aleph Day 101 is Yom Tiglachas Biyom Habas Korbanosav. That's the day of his Tiglachas. That's the day of his bringing Korbanos. So Gazrinon Atu Hecha De Nitma Biyom Shloshim Hecha De Amarin Nazir Stama. That's why it's 30. He says we make a zero for day 30 by a Nazir Stam. Zero stamp, because then you can say mixed up a kulo, or according to Barpada, that's the day that you can really bring the korbanos. So, hechad amarin nazir stama, v'have yom shloshim yom tiglachas me'atorah. Day 30, if you date for 30 days, day 30 is the actual day of tiglachas. L'rav masna mishum da amar mishum kulo, Barpada shum yom chattes nishlam aziros. V'im nitma b'yom shloshim, and if you got tame on day 30, so sil l'rav masna mihatorah. According to Rav Master, you're supposed to be Doraisa that case because there's no mitzvah of kulo. You have to wait the 30 days. No, why? You wouldn't have to do that because if Harini knows your stama, according to Rav Master, it's day 29. Day 30 is in Dravana.
Listen to the larger block. That's
no, but he only said, but he's comparing it to the smaller block of stam.
No, it's the same. No,
he says, right. Well, the bar pos-
small block is only because it's the fourth. If you mess up, you go to that.
The imnitma biyom shloshim, so similar of masna. Of Rav Masna, it's so similar Torah because you didn't bring the karbanos yet, right? You didn't bring the karbanos yet, so therefore you don't say mitznei kulo yet. The gazrina yom kuf aleph atu yom shloshim, okay? Ulubar pada biyom shloshim so similar drabanon atu heichad amarinas shloshim. The chenitma yom echad b'meya shu yom tiglachas atu yom. So it's called a gzeru according to bar pada. According to Rav Masna, it's a gzeru duraisa. According to Rav Masna. The problem is the problem you can concerned about if you say stam zeros. So stam zeros day 30 is like our day 101. So on day 30, if you became tame on day 30, according to Rav Masna, you're in trouble because you can't say mitzvah kulo yet because you didn't bring your korbanos. So we're worried. So if you say, someone sees that on day 101 you became tame and you can bring your korbanos, they're worried if you became tame on day 30, you also don't have to. You can bring your korbanos. And according to Bar Pada, it's just another gezeira de rabbanan.
Especially he said shleimu.
The case that we're still on the case of assuming that it's shleimu.
Meir shleimu
might have to do
with
stam. That's what he says. Okay. Misha Amar Gemara. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Benitma Yom Shloshim. Guy says Harini Nazir gets tummy day 30. So sir, oh, I didn't finish up. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ena Sosir L'Shiva. Rameya says we don't have this gzeira. You just have to wait 7 days in order to become taller, and then you bring your kabbalas. So Misha Amar, now Gemara is going to bring the reasoning for Rabbi Lezer. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Benitma Yom Shloshim. So sir, Sakol Divrei writes with Stam Naziros. So sir, Sakol, because we don't see Mr. Kulo because he didn't. Tanakama says he didn't bring the kabbalas yet. Rabbi Lezer says Even this case, you only have to wait 7 days. Why? Because any time you're tamei after the melos, after you completed your days, which includes mitzvah kikulo, you don't have to wait 7 days because he holds mitzvah kikulo is automatic.
You need 1 minute of light.
You need whatever the time of mitzvah kikulo is. Once you satisfy that mitzvah hayom, it's automatic and you're done.
Before the morning,
I don't know whatever that time would be. I mean, you have to maybe it starts the night before. I don't know what the law. Whatever the chachamim do, whatever the halacha is of what mitzvah hayom is, that's the time for you need. Harini nazar 30 yom. The Mishnah said, if I'm nazar for 30 days, v'nitma yom 30, and he gets tamei on day 30, so saras hakol. Right? You uproot everything. Lo palig Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer doesn't argue over here. Why not? Why doesn't he argue? Why does he mention him kulo? He says, because the Amr Shleimim. The case is because he's either it's inferred, or because he said Shleimim, and Rabbi Lezer agrees, once you say Shleimim, Mishnah say yom is out the window. Harini nazar meyer yom. If I'm a nazar for 100 days, v'nitma yom meyer, and I get tamei on day 100, so saras hakol. Everything's uprooted. Because it's 100 days, I guess it means complete. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eino Soser Ezra Shloshim, only 30 days. The Kula and the entire Mishnah, Kidahavina Ba, Libra Parthiv Rav Masna. And the entire Mishnah, Mara refers you back to Dav Hei, through Dav Vav, to explain the entire Mishnah according to Bar Parthiv Rav Masna. We tried to explain it as we went along. The Gemara is just referencing you back there. Okay. All right, next mission. Previous Gemara.
At least the Mishnah where it's really being.
No, that we mentioned before you walked in. That's the Mishnah where it's discussed. The Mishnah there said Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Bamasa said means 30 full days from Yiyah. Bar Pata said 29. How can you say 29? I'll ask you a question from this Mishnah. How can you say 30? I'll ask you a question from this Mishnah. That's the real place for it to be. Okay, but now if you want to explain the Mishnah according to Bar Pata and Rav Masna, the Gemara is referring back to you. Right. The question is Halach Hilchos Daf Yomi. If someone comes late and asks the same question that was asked beforehand, does the Mishir have to address the question? That's the question. Or can you refer back to the tape? Okay, refer back to the tape.
That's the second part of the sefer. It's not Hilchos Lima Daf Yomi. It's Hilchos Malavei Daf Yomi.
Okay. So next minute, I'm sorry. No, it's a good question, though. It's a good question. Obviously, it's a good question. Everyone's asking it, so it's got to be a good question.
It's all good. It's
an obvious question.
Right. So next Mishnah. Misha Nazar. Someone takes in the zeros. Not worried about days. Whatever the zeros is, he takes in the zeros. And he's standing in the cemetery. So he's tummy mace as he's taking the nether Naziris. Even if he stays there for 30, I don't know what he's doing there, he takes in the Naziris on September 1st in the cemetery, and he's there for 30 days. It comes out on October 1st. Whatever it is. But he never comes out. Right? Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yom. What do you mean? Why can't he eat there? He goes into the room somewhere else.
Okay.
And he has his sitters tucked in also. He does. He keeps all the halachas of basic clothes. Okay. Misha nazar behuvi basic clothes. Afilu hayasham shloshim yom, ain olam lo minaminyon ve'ini mevi korban tuma. Those 30 days do not count, and he does not bring a korban for the fact that he's coming as a nazir. Doesn't bring a korban. Those days don't count him as nazirus, and therefore, afterwards, when he becomes tired from his tumah, he does not bring a korban tumah. Usually, a nazir who becomes tameh has to bring a korban tumah. He does not, because the din of korban tumah is only by a nazir who was tahor and became tameh. This guy was never tahor to begin with.
Week, right?
He has to become tahor, and then his nazir starts. No, it doesn't bring. He brings a korban. Doesn't bring a korban there.
No, he
doesn't bring a korban tumah.
He's not a nazir.
He is a Nazir, but he's not a Nazir. He's quasi. He's both. Right? He says, look at Ron. Rashi says, Kolomar. Wait, that's not what I want to say. Yeah. Vafilo Hayyam Lamed Yom. It's a Tosos. It's like one liner. It's in the middle. Vafilo Hayyam Sham Lamed Yom Ain Lomin Minyan. The Inyan Mone Beholech. The Ainu Mevi Korban Tumah. Only the Gabe, the Tumah, he's not. I don't think he's allowed to drink wine and cut his hair. It's just the Tumah aspect is a problem. Right. So Yotza, let's say he goes out, and the Mefarish explains, Yotza means he goes out, and he became Tahor. Right? So he did the day 3, day 7, became Tahor. And then Vinichnas, and then he goes back in, Olin Lo. So those days between his when he became Tohor to when he goes back into the cemetery, those days count. Olam Omin Minyan, or maybe Korban Tumah. And yes, so the Gemara said, and Glafuke, because Rabbi Lezer Omer Lo Bo Bayom. The Machlok has been Tana Kam Rabbi Lezer is, let's say, that he goes back in the day he became Tohor. He goes back in. So Rabbi Lezer holds
the day he left the
what?
He says the day he left the cemetery, he goes back in.
It
doesn't make any sense.
No,
it has to be.
Right.
Okay,
but so Rabbi Lezer says, Lo bo bayom. If he goes back in that same day, it's not. Why? There's a custom, shenemar b'hayamim harishonim yiflu. In order for a nazir to have the issue of bringing the carbon, bringing a carbon when he becomes tameh, he had to have been tahor for 2 days. Because it says, b'hayamim harishonim. Yamim is plural. So the halacha of bringing korban tumah for a nazir is only if you were tahor for more than 1 day. Or maybe a day and a half, same mixes up cool. But so that's the machlokas. That's why he brought down. The Tanakhama says, like you, David, yeah, you became tahor, you walk back in, you're done. Rabbi Lezer says, no, you gotta wait. It can't be that same day. It's only if you go in the day afterwards, do the days count. You have to bring a korban tumah. No, it's a day of shakasif. He says, by Yamim Harishon, Yamim Yablu.
We had the hair of Shemesh, this. Coming clean,
you have to wait. Maybe. Okay. So you have to have multiple days to start. That's the Mishnah. Okay, what are you saying? Okay. So now, Itmar. A statement.
Me? Oh, it's done.
Alright, let's just do this. Itmar, Misha Nazar. We don't have a minute yet. No. Misha Nazar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nazirus Chalalav. The Nazirus is Chal, is what we alluded to before. Nazirus is Chal. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Nazirus Chalalav. Rabbi Yochanan says Amar Nazirus Chalalav. What does he hold? Sabar Milsa Talia Vekayma. It's a Tluya. It's Chal, meaning it's like a deferred effectiveness on the Nazirus. Milsa Talia Vekayma. It came in the Mishkacha Tahara, and once he becomes Tahor, Chayla, then it falls automatically on him. It's automatic. It falls on him. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Nazirus Chalalav. The Nazirus is not Chal on him. Ihadar Amar Chalalav. Lo. He has to retake the Nazirus again. It doesn't. So the Gemara is going to ask, Esrei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what about our Mishnah? It says, Misha Nazar V'hu Beis HaKvaros Afil HaYashav Shloshim Yom Ein Olam Min Minyam Ein Mev Korban Tumah. Korban Tumah Hudol Maisi Ha Meichel Chayela. It's only regarding Korban Tumah he doesn't have to bring, but the Nazirus is clearly Chal. How do you Reish Lakish hold that the Nazirus is not Chal? It says that that's not chal gabe. It says it's not chal gabe tuma, but it's chal for everything else. And, oh, so okay, that's your answer, Reish Lakish. Okay, so let's stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We'll answer the question. By Amr Lay, what does who hold?
He holds 7 days, and then one day he's coming. He can't take a haircut and can't drink wine.
Okay, Amr Lay, ain't no b'toris tumah, ain't no b'toris korban. When the Mishnah says, ain't olam min minyan, the ain't maybe korban tumah, you don't make the drush that means that only tumah is not chal, but everything else is chal. It says you're not even a toris tumah, you're not even a toris korban, meaning a nazirus wasn't chal on you at all. That's how he answers the Mishnah. We'll pick up tomorrow on the second esrei on the bottom of the Amr.